Why have you guys chosen to come back to the Career Expo this year?
You know, FFA is all about empowering people, and they're really outgoing, and they are very passionate about what they do. And that's the same kind of feelings that we get at SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. We're very passionate about what we do. We try to do the absolute best that we can. And those are the type of people that we would love to come work for our company. So it's a great venue for us to, you know, kind of get that new blood going.
We're really excited that you came back for a second year. How did you become involved with the FFA in the first place?
You know, our marketing department looks for opportunities like this. And whenever we go somewhere, we want to kind of focus on the people that need to experience animals or really want to experience animals. And that's really what we're all about at our parks, is getting people those experiences they're not going to get anywhere else in the world. So doing it here at the FFA convention is like the cream of the crop. It's the most fun we've had ever.
Well, we really appreciate that, and we're so excited to have you guys and all of the new experiences that you bring along with you. But why are the FFA members a unique audience? What is it about them that you want to get in front of them?
I think because as animal people, I always say it's not what we do, but what we are. And I think that's kind of the values that FFA instills. It's not about a 9-to-5. It's about doing what you're passionate about and doing it to the best of your ability. And that's really what we want to bring into our company, is those people that will inspire other people, that are true leaders in their field, and people that are passionate about what they do.
And there's definitely a lot of passion here at convention, whether it is for the Blue Jackets or for the animals and friends that you've brought along. And can you just share with us one of the most unique exhibits you have here with you today?
You know, we're very fortunate with our company because we have so many different parks. And so we have a special transport vehicle that is designed just for transporting animals to different events. It enables us to really showcase a bunch of different animals in one location and be able to care for them in our best ability. And when we're going down the street in this vehicle, it definitely attracts a lot of attention with the animals all over it, our logos all over it. We actually have a horn that has very unique animal sounds, so we can make a real big impact as we go around. And that's what we want to do. We want people to be inspired. We want them to have experiences they're not going to have anywhere else. And this enables us to get everywhere that we want in the country and share our animals with people.
Well, whether it's the owl that relates to the advisors here or the enchanting little flamingo walking around, we really appreciate you guys coming back to expose students, advisors, and guests to the many variety of species that you guys have and what you do at SeaWorld.
It's a lot of fun. We love coming to this, and we're going to come back year after year because it's truly inspiring to be around these kids. They're so fun. They're so curious. They're so willing to learn, and they're just an awesome audience to be around.
Well, thank you again for joining us. That was Anita Yates, Supervisor of Zoological Operations for SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. So thank you again.
Thank you very much for having us.
This is Amy Burke with FFA Today.